Maverick Early Readers. Wishka by Heather Pindar. Illustrated by Sarah Jennings. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. When Mirabel wanted something, the answer always seemed to be the same. Please, can my friends come for a sleepover? No. Can I have a pet monkey? No. Can I play in your bedroom, Jim?
No. No way. Not ever.
It's not fair. Everyone always says no. Is that so?
Perhaps I can help, said a quiet voice. Mirabel jumped. A cat was sitting beside her.
Hello, who are you? Asked Mirabel.
My name is Wishka. I'm just a roughy-tufty homeless cat, but I can do magic.
And I will give you 3 wishes. Use each whisker to make a wish.
Mirabel knew exactly what to wish for.
I wish that everyone will say yes to me.
Whoosh! Had Mirabel's wish really come true? Time to find out.
Gran, said Mirabel, can we have ice cream for breakfast, lunch and tea?
Yes, now you're talking.
Mum, can all my friends come to stay? Forever.
Yes, of course. What a lovely idea, said Mum.
So everyone in Mirabel's class came over. They all played pirates and sea monsters until way past their bedtimes.
The next morning, Mirabel rang the circus.
I want clowns, please, fire eaters and some acrobats.
Yes, certainly. We'll come straight away, said the ringmaster. And they did.
Then, of course, the zoo said yes to the hippo, 2 elephants, 3 giraffes, 4 zebras, 10 parrots and lots of monkeys.
Oh, and a lion.
But when a small house is squashed full of friends, animals and circus people, things don't always go to plan.
There was non-stop neighing and stamping, squawking and roaring. There were muddy hoof prints everywhere and some very stinky smells.
And it was impossible to have a bath or eat anything except ice cream. Or even go to sleep.
This isn't fun anymore. I wish everything was normal again, said Mirabel.
Whoosh!
In a flash, the house looked tidy and cosy again.
You have 1 wish left, said a quiet voice. No,
"Please take back the last whisker," said Mirabel. "I'm not very good at magic wishes, but there is one thing I want to ask." "Please, can this roughy-tufty homeless cat live with us?" asked Mirabel. "What?" said Gran. "Just this little cat here? No lions or monkeys?" "Yes," said Mirabel. "Just one cat," said Mum. "Well, in that case, the answer is... yes." "That's not fair," said Jim. "Mirabel's got a pet, but I never get anything I ask for. Everyone always says no." "Is that so?" said Wishka in his quiet voice. "Well, I happen to have this one spare magic whisker. You can have it. Use it to make a wish." The end.